Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night, and I am back with another Goddess Watches porn audio. Today's audio is brought to you by There Will Be Chaos. She sent this to me a long time ago. This was the other one. If you go and listen to my other audios, I did mention that she sent me two. This is the other one. I've been wanting to do this one for a while. This is another post orgasm torture one. So get it loaded up, and it's only about 8 minutes, so this audio file will be semi quick, but whatever. Okay. Three, two, one, go. I'm gonna go full screen. Okay. I have to say this. I love how he's tied up. I'm more partial to like I'm more of a fan of spread eagle on the bed or something. But I still have to appreciate rope play, which is what's going on here. You can see it on his legs, and if you looked on his right side, there's like a bunch of rope left over. I'm actually quite curious. I'm wondering if the knots or like the tie around his legs is actually connected to his wrists, because you can see his wrists are tied behind his back. And honestly, this video actually got me curious, well, not curious, but interested in buying a fleshlight, for torturing, a male sub of mine. If I get one. But I would love to just torture that, because like the only way I'd be able to do it now is just with my mouth, hands, and pussy. And I'm just like, no, use an object that's better, because then I'm not using, myself. I can't dirty myself up. But, that looks so nice. But I'm actually starting to learn a little bit more about rope play, because initially I wasn't really that interested in it, because I just thought it would take up too much time. But as I looked into it, I started to think that maybe rope play was actually a good thing, because that can actually count as foreplay, because the time it takes to get someone properly tied up, it does take some time. And if they enjoy if they enjoy it, then that's just some extra foreplay. And so if you looked on my Tumblr, you'll actually start seeing a lot of GIFs and pictures and little tutorials on like how to make certain knots, and I hope to eventually get some rope and start practicing on myself. Here we go. This is my favorite part of the audio. And of course she ruins it a little. I already know what I'm gonna title this. Last time it was the creepy nurse. This one is the evil genius wife. This is another reason why I was thinking rope play, because then this gives him a little more room to wiggle around, and that's what I love. I love watching them wiggle around and not do anything. Yeah, the particular, like, you just saw it had like a kind of way to see it, but the way she's got him tied up is his thighs, like the rope goes around his thighs and his ankles, so like his knees are bent, and his calf is resting right against his thigh, kind of. So that's so nice. I'm actually kind of in an evil mood today, so I'm getting the best satisfaction from this. Even just his sounds. Now she's using tape. I'm more partial to the to using, a ball gag or something, because I don't know. I feel like tape is too easy to get out of, because look at him. He's like rubbing his legs together, hoping to try and get something out of it. She's like, "No, spread your legs, bitch." That flinch. But yeah, when it comes to tape, all you gotta do is just open your mouth really widely and you can easily get out of it. And like, or even just start licking the tape around it and you can easily get out of it. A ball gag, if your limbs are tied up, you can't get out of that. I love my submissives being completely vulnerable. They can't do shit. Now, if this was a girl, probably a Hitachi, nipple clamps. Even on a guy, I would use nipple clamps. I know many guys that have very sensitive nipples. Which makes me start thinking, ooh, if he was like tied up against the wall, I'd have weights on them. So, like, not too much weight, but just enough to like get like a decent tug. Especially when he flails around, that weight is going to be swinging. That just adds to it. Oh, that's such a good idea. Oh, you know what? Yeah, his hands are. Okay, I think his hands are actually connected to his ankles. That's so fucking hot. Yes, evil genius wife. Oh, he's coming again. That's always what I like to see is multiple orgasms. Oh. Poor little man. And he's still struggling. This is just so unbelievably satisfying. You guys have no idea, especially on a day like today where I get in moods. I really do. Okay, that's the end of it. I get in moods where on some days I know I just want hot, passionate sex. Nobody's doming anybody, just fucking. And then other days, I'm just really, really nice. I'll maybe like prolong the play a little bit, but eventually you'll get what you want. Then there are other days like today where I'm going to be mean and I may or may not give you what you want. All right, well, that's the end of that. I hope everybody enjoyed that. And, bye, everybody.